go talk to the new head football coach of the Arizona Wildcats, Richard Rodriguez. He joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since we talked, isn't it?
Yeah, it has, man. It's we saw you on TV. I think we talked to you about a year ago when you're doing your CBS College Sports. Tell me how the Arizona gig came about and how quickly you said yes and how Rich Rodriguez ended up in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, the athletic director, Greg Byrne, kind of went out to, instead of having a search firm and all that, which is, you know, obviously a pretty good way to do it as well. He did it himself. I think he did a lot of research throughout the country after they let Mike go here about mid-season. And, oh, it was probably a couple, two, 3 weeks after that happened that he made first contact with me. We met outside the Detroit airport for a little bit and brought him up to the house. We had known each other about 10 or 12 years anyway. And then we met again in New York while he was up there for some business. And I was up for doing a studio show, so we met for breakfast. And then it happened pretty quick after that. And there were some other opportunities out there, some great opportunities. But I just felt really good about this place, about what we could be in the future and the direction of the program and the area and all that. So it's come along. I'm busy right now, but I'm really excited about it.
Rich, you mentioned when the AD came to your house and sat down, I assume the question was asked, what happened in Ann Arbor at Michigan, and how did you respond?
Well, you know, he knew a lot about it. I think, you know, there's not a whole lot of secrets in this college coaching world. Everything's so public. And, you know, what I wanted to make sure is that what everything that was written or said, which who knows what all that was, that he got really behind the scenes. And he did. He knew a lot about what was going on behind the scenes and what was happening. And we talked a lot about it as well, but didn't focus as much as you would think. I think because we had known each other for a while. He had seen our work at other places and other schools. And I told him, I think, frankly, I said, at Michigan, I think we just ran out of time. Had we been able to finish the job that we were hired to do, I thought we were going to have great success in year four and year five. And certainly they've done a terrific job this year and they're having that success. But that was my biggest frustration with that. We talked about that a little bit.
Do you think if you were still the coach, this team would have been 10-2 this year?
Yep, at least. But that's, again, being confident and like things going the right way. And certainly we had to make a few changes and alterations and had to play better defensively. And, again, you know, they've done a terrific job. You got to give the coaches a lot of credit to that. But, you know, but it's just frustrating for me to watch them at times, you know, because those are all my guys. And I'm happy for them. You know, certainly see them guys. To see your kids be happy, I think that's the ultimate goal in life, isn't it? Whether it's your kids in your own family home or the kids that you recruit and coach, to see them be happy is the greatest thrill of a coach. And to see my kids be happy this year and win some games, it was just terrific. And I like to have been there sharing with them, but I think I'm in a great place right now. So I've moved on, they've moved on, and I still keep in touch with them, but we'll see what happens.
Did Michigan's success this year help Arizona say, you know what, Rich Rodriguez can bring in some talent?
Oh, you know, I don't know. That's a fair question. But, you know, I don't know if that was, you know, a big factor or not. I like to think that, you know, it's more than just recruiting talented players and developing. I think it's running a program and being involved in community and everything that a head coach at this level is supposed to do.
Have you put the frustration of Michigan behind you, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think you have to. And coaches, as you know, Bill, have to hear. They're all kind of forward thinkers anyway, worry about what's next as opposed to reflect. I reflected for 6 or 7 months while I was doing TV, so that was enough time for me to reflect. And once I took this job, it wasn't time to reflect. It was time to move forward, certainly. But I think you have to learn from the past. I think it's always important to go back and see what you could do better or some of the processes that maybe can help you be a better coach in the future, and I've tried to do that.
What did you learn from the Michigan experience that will make you a better coach at Arizona?
Well, there's numerous things, but I think more than anything else is to make sure that I'm surrounded by everybody that's pulling in the same direction, you know, whether it's coaches and players or administrators and everything involved, everybody involved or touches your players or touches your kids or involvement, you want to have everybody pulling in the same direction and that you can trust that's going to happen. I think that's important. And also maybe sometimes you got to convey your message earlier and often, more often. And even though I felt we were doing that in the past, maybe I didn't do a good enough job of conveying that out to the public as well as I would like to. But So that and amongst other things. But and certainly defensively, there were some mistakes being made. And but well, I think a lot of times it was, if you look at those guys are playing as true freshmen and still learning and growing, and unfortunately they had to play probably before they were ready, and now they've got experience and they're playing pretty well. And they're getting coached well, certainly, but I think there's also the fact that they're growing up, and you know they're, now they're men and before they're boys.
Anything you would have done differently at Michigan, Rich, when you look back and you say, you know what, if I...
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, what's the number one thing? What's the number one thing you think if you would have done it differently, you might be coaching Michigan in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, I don't think there's just one thing. I would like to say there's one thing. You know, certainly had we been a little bit better defensively, but I don't think that's too simplistic to say that, because, you know, when you get, you know, your two corners hurt and you got to play true freshmen who are really good players and going to be really good players, but you got to play guys really before you're ready to. I think there's more to it than that, just that answer. But again, I right now, because I've moved on and I think everybody's moved on, I prefer not to think about it as much.
Rich Rodriguez joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, now the head football coach at Arizona. What about the comment, I think at a clinic down in New Orleans, that you wanted to put Michigan on a future Arizona football schedule?
Oh, yeah, that was blown out of proportion. I was just teasing about that. I mean, if it happens in 4 or 5 years, then great. I wouldn't want to play against the guys I recruited, because I thought we recruited some pretty good players. So, you know, I'd rather not. But, they're going to always recruit well, and they're going to do well. And I like to think in 4 or 5 years we'll have this program where we want it to be, and we're talked in the same conversations as the top football programs in the country. So, but I just, yeah, that was said in jest. But I'm not sleeping at night worried about my future schedule. Right now, I'm trying to hire coaches and recruit players, and then I'll worry about my first game September 1st.
When you took the job at Arizona, Rich, when was the first time you thought of Arizona, Michigan, in the Rose Bowl?
Well, I hadn't. I mean, I've thought about Arizona in the Rose Bowl. I've thought about that since the day I started talking to Gray Bird about taking this job. You know, that was a thought. Now, who we play, you know, who knows? I think it's going to go back to the traditional Big Ten, Pac-12, relationship in the Rose Bowl. But, you know, whether the opponent is Michigan or Michigan State or Ohio State, whoever, you know, it won't be a concern of mine. My concern will be that it's us representing the Pac-12.
And speaking of the Pac-12 now with Arizona, the attractiveness of the job, it's a great campus. I actually went there for a couple of semesters a few years back. There's not a lot of expectations because Lute Olson really set it up as a basketball school first, and now Sean Miller, who they lost last night to Florida in overtime. But you win 8 games, you win 9 games, you get that team to a bowl game every year. I think the Arizona Wildcat fan would be pretty darn happy.
Well, I mean, I understand what the expectations are right now, that's kind of been the culture. But we're going to try to change that. I want our expectations to be higher than that, and there's a process to get there. I think a lot of times nowadays people don't understand the process as much and how hard it is to get there. And if you build it a certain way, not only will you get there, but you'll stay there. And we've just started that process, so. Outside expectations and all that has never concerned me. It's not like I'm going in and say, gee, it's a good job because they're happy to win 8 or 9 games. I don't think any coach is really wired that way. I know we're not. So, you know, we're wired to try to build the best program in America. And how long it takes us to get there, I don't know. I probably said the same thing in Michigan, but maybe not enough. But I'll know after my first spring, and I'm saying it now, I'll know after my first spring how long we'll get there. And irregardless how long I think if given the time, we'll get there.
What about this Michigan team playing Va Tech? You're familiar with Frank Beamer and how he likes to play football from your days at West Virginia. You know these kids. Denard's the quarterback. They're 10-2. They're taking on Va Tech. They're actually an early favorite in the game. As a former analyst, Rich, how do you break down Michigan and Va Tech in the Sugar Bowl?
Well, it's probably really hard for me to break down the game because I saw Virginia Tech. I did one of their games this year, so I know about them. And certainly I know about the Michigan players, you know, because all my guys there. But I've not watched a full game, so it's really hard for me to analyze the matchups. I think Denard Robinson is a big difference maker because he can make so many plays. And there's other good players, too. You know, you got some good players, Mike Martin and those guys on defense. And then further on offense, you got good guys up front, David Moak and the crew, and good skilled players. But I think Virginia Tech is talented. Frank always does a great job. I think, you know, just seeing two of them, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think Michigan is maybe a little faster at this point and have a little faster team. So it should be a good game to watch.
Rich Rodriguez, new head football coach at Arizona. I do appreciate your time, Rich. Good luck out there in the Pac-12. Tucson's an awesome city to live in and visit. It's fantastic out there, buddy.
Well, if you're ever down this way, stop by. I'd love to see you.
Now, I'll stop by. We'll go out and golf. There's a really good
one. Okay.
Muller, what's that course we played when CMU played at Arizona a couple of years? The Ritz-Carlton, the Dove course, wasn't that? Dove Mountain. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard it was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, Rich. And also, at the Arizona team banquet, I don't think you're going to play any more Josh Groban, right?
No, that's not going to happen.
All right, just want to make sure, okay, buddy? We love you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you, Rich. All right, bye.
Okay.
Yeah, Rich Rodriguez.